Superstition on the air.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? We present for your enjoyment another short story in the series planned to reveal the origin of popular superstitions. This one will disclose in dramatic form the manner in which it came to be regarded as most unlucky to walk beneath a ladder. The scene is a downtown street corner. The time, noon. Hello, Dick. How are you, old man? I haven't seen you for, why, it must be nearly a year.
Hello, Steve. Well, I'm glad someone's missed me. I've been over in Egypt.
That so?
Yes, I've been cruising around the Mediterranean ports for months. Had some mighty interesting experiences, too.
You must have had. Look here. It's lunchtime, and my club is nearby. Come and lunch with me, will you?
Why, thanks, Steve. I'd be glad to. I didn't know you belonged to the Conservative Club, Steve.
Oh, yes, I've belonged for years. My father was one of the founders, you know. Here we are. They're refinishing the front, and it looks pretty badly. But they'll have the scaffolding down in a day or so, I think. Look out! Don't walk under that ladder.
You don't think it will fall on me?
Why, of course not. Surely you know it's the worst kind of bad luck to walk under a ladder.
Yes, I know it's supposed to be. Strange we should speak of this superstition. While I was abroad, I heard the true story of how it originated.
Did you really? I'd like to hear about it. Oh, here we are. Come right in.
Well, I'd be glad to tell you, if you don't think you'd be bored.
Why, of course not. But wait, let's sit at this table and order lunch first.
Surely.
How do you do, Mr. Kramer? What will you have for lunch today?
Oh, hello, Hubert. I'll have the special lunch.
Do you prefer a cocktail or a bouillon, sir?
A cocktail, please. What will you have, Dick?
I'll have the lunch also, with the bouillon.
Fine. And now for the story. The origin why walking under a ladder is bad luck.
Well, it began with an incident that grew out of a very common practice in ancient Assyria.
Assyria?
Yes. You know, in those days, several hundred years before Christ, it was the custom to prop ladders up against buildings as makeshift scaffolds on which to hang criminals.
Is that so?
Yes. In this particular superstition, it originated, I understand, in the year 832 before Christ.
Quite ancient, isn't it?
Yes. There was a very wealthy man by the name of Danaan, who afterwards became one of those almost legendary figures, noted for his kindness to the poor and that sort of thing.
Oh, yes.
Danaan had one slave working on his estates who hated him. The slave, whose name was Nazar, had resolved to watch for an opportunity to seek revenge on Danaan for a fancied humiliation.
I suppose that happened a lot in those days.
Yes. As our story opens, a band of marauders had pillaged Danaan's flocks, but his shepherd succeeded in capturing two of them and...
Clumsy fools! Did you think that you could outwit us and escape?
Oh, we are innocent. Oh, spare us.
You cringe. You who have stolen the sheep. and murdered the slaves of Danaan, my master.
Protect us. We are innocent. A grave mistake has been made.
My master shall be the judge of that. Stand back. Make way for Danaan, my master.
Where are these thieves who pillage my flocks and slay my servants, my lord?
Here, master. I have them shackled.
Oh, most noble sire, we are innocent. Why, I swear it.
What say you to that, my lord?
He tells an untruth. With mine own eyes did I see them.
Oh, save us, sire, save us.
Will you swear, my lord, that you captured these men as they fell upon the sheep to steal them?
Yes, master.
Then it is beyond my power. The penalty is death. Death by hanging. I have no alternative. I must follow the dictate of the law. Milo, have Artemis, my brother, place the ladders against the granary at once.
Yea, master, it shall be done.
Nazar, take the prisoners to the granary and guard them closely. I shall join you there.
Most carefully will I guard them, master.
Oh, no. Surely, Nazar, you are not going to aid in hanging me, your own cousin.
How can I prevent it?
Unloose the shackles. Let us escape.
That I cannot do. There are too many eyes upon us.
Nazar, thou art a coward.
Coward, you call me? You who know how patiently I have waited to avenge the humiliation brought upon our people by Danaan.
Oh, save me. Save me. Oh, cousin, I beseech you.
Would that it were in my power to do so. But you must realize that it is impossible. But I swear to you, I shall avenge your death. The moment that Danaan is unguarded, I shall kill him.
Oh, I'm afraid to die. Oh, help me. Help me, Nazar.
Hush.
Help me.
Hush. You want to betray me? The master approaches.
Nazar, bring the captives to the ladders.
Yes, master.
All is in readiness, Danaan.
Then proceed with the hanging, Artemis.
The rope, Nazar.
I am here, master.
Oh, cut those bodies down. There's no longer reason for them to hang there, and I will not have it.
Yes, master. It shall be done at once.
Wretched devils. Hurry, Nazar. I have other work of import for you to do.
I am doing my best, master.
Nazar, why are you cutting those bodies down?
Oh, Danaan, you are here. I did not see you.
Good morning, Artemis. I ordered Nazar to cut down those poor wretches. I cannot bear to see them there any longer.
Ah, you have the heart of a woman, Danaan. They should hang there as a warning to others.
Their death is enough of a warning. Go on with your work, Nazar.
Very well, brother. But come into the granary. I must show you, sir. Be careful, Danaan. The body of that rogue hangs by a thread and may fall upon you as you walk beneath it.
Have no fear, Artemis. I shall be careful.
What is it? What has happened?
The knife. It slipped.
You blundering fool! Danaan, speak to me. It is I, your brother. Danaan! He's dead! My brother is dead! You, Nazar! I'll kill you for this!
No, wait! Wait, I'm not to blame.
Not to blame? You've killed my brother!
The master walked under the ladder. He struck the corpse and knocked the knife from my hand. I'm innocent. I swear.
My brother's death must be avenged. You must die.
No, I'm innocent. I'm innocent. I'm innocent.
Death. And so Naser was put to death. But regardless of that, the people persisted in believing that it was Danan's walking under the ladder that caused his death.
So that's how it all started.
Yes, Steve. You see how silly the superstition is, don't you?
I don't call that so silly. A fellow getting killed under a ladder?
But don't you see, Steve, even if Danan had not walked under the ladder, Naser would have killed him anyhow, wouldn't he?
I suppose so, but...
Of course he would. You know he would.
You're right. He would. It's 1 o'clock. I'd better get back to the office. Come along, Dick. Let's get out of here.
I didn't realize it was so late. I was so busy telling that story. Did you like it?
Certainly. It was very interesting.
Hey, want to get run over?
Look out, Steve. Good heavens, man. Why did you step out in front of that taxi?
You think I want to walk under that ladder and get killed? You have just heard another of the stories dealing with the origin of superstitions. May we remind you at this time that each one of these playlets is based on true and authentic information. In the continuation of this series, which will be presented over this station, be sure to listen for your pet superstitions.